Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Hello, people, and welcome.
Hello, people.
Yeah, no, they interrupt me.
That's your business. Go again. I don't care.
Hello, people, and welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunoga. You have heard the other illiterate that doesn't have manners.
I don't understand why you keep dissing people that can't read and write on this show, man. That's kind of rude. That's kind of rude, man. I have you know that my great grandfather could not read and write.
Does he have manners?
He did have manners.
Yeah. Did you meet him?
I don't know that, but they said he was a very respectful man.
They are chilling on this head.
Okay, yeah. Can we just get to the football, please? Thank you.
Stop. For here, Jerry.
I feel like you're deflecting some people's manager.
That's if you are Wally, yeah. In case you don't know who that is, if you are one is in the studio with me as usual. How are you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. In case you don't know, that's Tayo Okunoga also in the studio. Nah, I don't know. They don't know you. They might not know you.
They could know you in Jesus' name.
They will not know my enemy, please. They will know me.
How you doing, man?
I do. It's a good weekend, you know?
It's been long. Is it because you guys finally won at home, you came to the studio?
Yes. Huh? That's exactly why I came to the studio. I'm here today. Don't worry. If we lose on Wednesday, I'm not coming. People will think that I'm here to record for your pleasure. I'm here to record for my pleasure.
That's good. Speaking about Ife X, do you have a name for that segment now? Or are we going to stick to Ife X?
We will think of name. For now, we'll call it the thing where they do my enemy.
Oh, I like that. Okay, the thing where they do my enemy.
Yes.
So,
you know they do me, they do my enemy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What did they do your enemy this week?
Omo. Finishing.
Is this a particular player or generally for your club? Or are you saying finishing generally in football?
One or two players. I can call a few names.
Yeah.
Sadio Mane. I free Lacazette because he scored on Sunday. But no, channeling is prime Origi. Bar for bar. Flow for flow. Oh God. They cannot round keeper again. They know they round keeper again. Then also finishing this one. No, they do my enemy. Do my enemy, Shah, because last, Man City were supposed to win that game. Stuart Dallas, what's he do you now?
That's the good side of
the finishing. SD,
yeah.
SD9,
SD13, SD false die, SD everywhere.
What's next for him now? A short stint between the posts. Let's know whether he can make one or two top saves. Top finishing from him. Mm. Inspired stuff.
So, what can help? Since Mane and Lacazette are the people that are doing your enemy, what can you tell your enemy to do or to tell them to be better finishers?
Don't they confuse yourself. Don't worry, no, my enemy now. Me, see, all these guys, man, they need to. I think they've gotten too big, they are not shooting in the gym anymore. after practice, you know, after practice.
Yeah.
They are not doing
just
that. If you like, let them bring their friends with them. Just be shooting. Very silly individuals. Hey?
They have not yet said what they can do. They should continue shooting. Like, that's what you're saying.
Did they have a choice? They are getting money. They are getting paid to shoot. They like me, they don't shoot.
But you said they are missing.
Continue shooting till you get it right. And then can I just special mention to this one? No be extra. I don't know why they won't make segments where things they annoy me. See, they always they annoy.
Anything
all right, I want to just shout out to my bros, you know, Jay Lingling,
yeah.
Kelechi Iheanacho,
yeah,
Iheanacho, yeah,
Iheanacho.
I did try to copy the Oyinbo people, but Sinema. I know, get them. I'm a senior man, do well, you know. Jay Lings, wow, Man United, I'm robbers. That I want with the X me, how much I said they won't collect, they know, go out declare rights on top to sweeten the deal because that money costs too.
Yeah, deviated from finishing to that Jay Ling's transfer window. See, let's just go on a break.
I'm always upset.
Yeah, goodbye to Ife X. Waiting to do Ife
enemy. Yes.
Okay, back to business. We're not joking anymore.
I wasn't joking before. Don't see. Come, don't say that. This is a serious podcast.
Let's talk about the El Clasico. Let's start with Liga.
Yeah. Biggest derby in the world, you know.
Is it?
You don't start.
No, I'm just asking. I don't know that.
You won't call an NLD. I'll be waiting.
Come on, that's cheap. Nigeria Ghana. That's a good derby.
That's actually a much bigger derby than El Clasico, man.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
I just said that for laughs, but I mean, if you're serious about it, so. El Clasico, Zidane has only lost once since 2017, you know. So, like, you know, these people that come and say that, like, he's lucky and there's something, it's more than just your dad's middle name.
Who be those people? You insult me.
No, insult
you. They insult me.
Did you say that?
I be those people.
Oh, wow, okay. He shut you up.
I don't know. It's very embarrassing.
And then we keep on saying, oh, they have these old legs, the Tony Cruises, the Modric, you know. You understand? Vinicius, I don't know. He has just found his form. Maybe he's one guy that helped him. We don't know. I mean, Madrid.
If we're not recording right now, I would slap your chest, God.
Why are you violent, bro?
I'm not violent.
Why are you violent?
I'm provoked.
I'm talking about Real
Madrid. I'm provoked. But let's get back to the La Liga.
Why? I mean, like, what is he doing different now? What are you seeing different now? Because, like, you know, when we talk about managers, we talk about Klopp, his game being pressing. We talk about Pep with his inverted fullbacks, you understand? But Zidane should be up there with them, man. I mean, three European Cups in a row is not business.
One La Liga as well?
Yeah, and it's most likely he could win this one too.
Because some people are fumbling. No, but I will say this about Zidane, man. He's had a few years in the game now. Mm. He's cut his teeth at the highest level, won trophies, you know, been back. Left the game, came back, still won. I don't know if I can keep saying he's lucky.
You can't say that.
I think one of his strengths for me is his man management and then recognizing how best to use the players at his disposal. Because you could say that, you know, especially with those young fours that he has in his team, then Mariano, the Vinicius, I'm forgetting one more.
Rodrigo,
you know, they're a little bit hit and miss. He's always kind of like shuffling them, oh, which one's going to play well today? And so far, he's also been very, very blessed, you know. Benzema has been able to step up.
Yeah.
In place of Ronaldo, he's definitely become the man. Yeah. And then we're starting to see very, very, some of the best midfielders that we've ever seen play in the history of the sport, I think. Modric and Cruz.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, take a bow.
Is this down to Zidane or down to the players as well? But you have to give this player some credit for.
Well, I would.
Can we say they're doing their jobs now? Can we say giving them credit?
No, they're doing their jobs, but I mean, credit where it's due, man. If you're doing well, you want to be applauded for when you're doing well.
Excuse me.
He's just a very good man manager. I think he knows how to get the best out of the players, because you would think that if there's a different manager there, you might not see the same results. Because, you know, old legs, normal problems, but you're seeing a very, very old team on paper, just, you know, churning out performances. They're not running as much, yes, but then they don't need to run as much because they have that quality in possession and they have very fast forwards, you know, and then you have Benzema playing that 9.5 role beautifully. So it's all coming together very well for him. Ramos hasn't been as regular this season as well, so you can imagine not having...
Also with Nacho and Adam Militao at the back.
At the back,
two,
man.
Two good results over the week.
Over the week, so... Man. More grease to his elbow.
Think they can finish the job when they get to Anfield?
I hope they don't. I really hope they don't.
Favorite right now, and you guys without the crowd is something else. Because right now you need the crowd.
I think they would be playing into Liverpool's hand if they went there and started defending a lot. I think they need to go toe to toe with Liverpool as well, because they're going to come out on some very, very aggressive vibes, man. So don't go there. I'm not saying they shouldn't be defensive, but then don't be too defensive and then end up, you know, conceding all that space to them. Because, oh wow, you know that he's going to play Thiago and some other guys and try and exploit some spaces in. I think Liverpool don't qualify, it's going to be down to poor finishing from Liverpool.
Okay, you have deviated to Liverpool. We're talking about
No,
it's just your way, just frame. Let's talk about the other side of the classic
Barcelona.
They've been doing well of late, but this guy found like a decent formation for them, the 3-5-2 formation.
Well, they haven't been doing well in Clasicos as of late. I think they have a poor record in Clasicos.
I think not winning is last. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I mean, especially when Zidane's in the hot seat as well. They don't play well.
Where do they go from here now?
It's,
are they still going to like continue fighting for the league? Obviously, the Copa.
That's all they can do, really. I think this thing of having lost home and away to Real Madrid can definitely, you know, some small, what's that thing now, can to alleviate that embarrassment.
Yeah.
I mean, a league title will definitely, like, you know, cover all that. Nobody cares about the Clasico losses like that if you end up winning a trophy. Yeah, that means you are getting one over your league rivals. That's a big deal. So, I mean, the only thing for them now is to cover this shame by just keep doing what they are doing, man. They had a very big opportunity to, you know, go top, I think. But they lost it. And wow, they shouldn't be sad for too long. They still have a very good team.
I think eight games to go.
A lot of time to go, you know. It's about 3 points between first and third. So all to play for.
I think one thing about Koeman, I think
can I just say, what shall he prop the amount to win both Clasicos and not win the league?
That's true. But like, Clasico know they determine league winner now, have
we? Except it goes to head to head. You know, they don't use goal difference.
Anyway.
So they don't want to be tied on points in Madrid at the end of the season. Sorry to them.
So out of them two now, what are you leaning towards? Obviously, we won't talk about Atletico in a minute, but out of them two.
They've lost Suarez, that's the main thing for me.
I'm not talking about Atletico.
Out of the two.
The two Clasico giants.
Who do you think is going to finish like?
Who are you leaning for here to win the league? What do you think, your professional opinion?
I still think it might be Barcelona, simply because Messi.
Okay. Atletico. We're bouncing on this podcast.
We're bouncing, you know.
We're feeling good, you know.
Simeon, points, happy for him.
Two games. What was that one?
Two games in hand.
Yeah. You know? But no.
Silly draws.
Things are just...
Things are not the same.
Some losses as well. I think lost Sevilla last weekend. I think this weekend. They draw Betis. I don't know the final score. But like, why? Why does this always happen? Man? I mean, they've always been in this position where they're challenging. Huh? I mean, there should be some experience now.
I've always felt like their main problem was, you know, the scoring issue. But even they've always been a very good defensive team, but you find that they end up drawing some games 1-1 or losing some games 1-0, and they can't, like, and they find it hard to come back from behind in games a bit. You know, you need Atletico to be winning games from the start for you to really say, okay, fine, I'm going to get 3 points on the day. So they've not been able to do that as much this season. And you know, they signed Suarez, and I guess maybe you can say there was some form of over-reliance on him. But for good reason too. I mean, he's the man you want to rely on when you need goals. But he's out for a while now. I'm not sure when he'll be back. They need to find a replacement for his goals. And he's just his normal aggressiveness and his tenacity up top. And they don't have that right now. If they don't get that, there's going to be serious problems, because we know they can defend.
Why are the likes of Joao Felix not stepping up? I mean, with the money they paid for him, over 100 million.
I hope his agent is listening to this podcast, because sometimes I think you need to recognize when your young player's career is not stalling, but it's just not progressing the way you want it to. Maybe get him a move to another club.
He should be in the conversation, the Haaland conversation, the Mbappe conversation.
He's definitely falling off. He's falling off. Everyone's saying the future is now with Mbappe and Mbappe and Haaland, but we're not hearing Joao Felix's name. I mean, he's still being called up to the national team and all that, and they still definitely feel him and they rate him highly. But at his club, you feel like, But you know, another thing I'll say is this: we kind of put a lot of pressure on these young players, man. How many goals does he have this season? But that's why the money is a lot.
I'm speaking generally now, general terms. I'm speaking like since he joined Atletico. You can't say he has like stamped his ground. Okay, you gotta give him the first season. Okay, his first season. But this second season, yeah, he started well, but Yeah, we can blame COVID as well, because I mean, he's had that.
He has had COVID, you know. And I think that's something maybe I tend to forget a bit when we're on the podcast. You know, some players have had COVID this season. It's going to affect how they're playing for a while. We really don't know the after effects of COVID on athletes, especially because it's still a very novel disease.
Yeah.
So, in fact, some people are already saying there's going to be something like, you know, post-COVID symptoms or post-COVID syndrome or whatever. I don't know how to describe it. So it's going to take a while for us to see how all these players that got COVID and how their bodies are going to react, you know, in the long term, especially.
So can we still bank on them? Can we still say they're going to win? Can we still put them as title challengers?
I'm not bank anything. No.
Really?
I'm not bank again. All man for himself. 3 points. Ah.
But they're still in it now. They're not fine.
No, they're in it, but I cannot bank on them. It's like you're not listening to what you told me.
It's all good. Let's quickly talk about the Bundesliga first zone, second week. Bayern, they drew. They have so many injuries. I'm not even talking about Bundesliga now, because obviously they win. Is the return leg for their Champions League tie against PSG. With all the injuries they have, obviously they had so many, I think 31 shots, 10 on target, so I can't really remember the stats now. With all the injuries they have right now, hopefully they get Gnabry back. Sule is probably out for the tie. I think Alaba, okay, they rested him for the tie. With all these injuries, do you think like they'll be able to like skim through? Are they still favorites for that tie?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think the match, I'm not sure if the match is going to be played at neutral venue, yes?
No. It's Park the Princess.
Okay, Park the Prince. Why do you say Princess. It's a pity we don't put money in the jar for those kind of things.
Really? You want to hold me for that?
Oh no, I got the old pass now. Why did you like this? But like, PSG, I think we'll definitely look at that team. I feel like they wouldn't feel like we should have done better at the first leg, because you know they gave Bayern a leg in.
Yeah.
Was it a leg? How do you?
We can say they allowed them now, because I mean they were up by 2, and Bayern came back. Yeah, obviously they won the game.
If you get 3, I mean, fine, they had 3 away goals, so credit to them. That's going to be a huge, huge thing, in huge decider in the tie.
Yeah.
But I feel like they could have really like settled that game at least 70-80% if they had a nice 3-1 scoreline.
Yeah.
But let's see how it goes. Now, you know, PSG always have that soft underbelly when it comes to second legs, especially at home. You know, they'll qualify from their
touch record at home.
Dodgy man. They're still kind of struggling in the league as well. You feel like by now they're meant to be coasting to the league. That's why they can afford to then take the Champions League more seriously. But they are still fighting on both fronts. And you feel like maybe their exertions in the league might cost them in the Champions League. But you know, it's all just, you know, permutations and people just thinking about stuff. Let's see how it goes in the game. I'm very excited to watch the game as a neutral, especially.
So like, you just dribbled through. You didn't even give me like an answer.
That's the Mourinho way for you. Shout out to my boy Jose.
I don't understand. Like, I actually saw to you just play around. But yeah, who could qualify?
Whoever God wants to qualify.
That doesn't even make any sense, but there's no God.
Are you saying that I'm not making sense?
Yes.
So you're saying I'm senseless?
Duh.
Wow. Okay, fine. I'm going to take that as an insult.
Take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's going to win?
Why are you still coming back to that?
Let's talk Premier League now.
Okay, let's talk Premier League now.
You need to stop mimicking me,
man. Why you want to rush me? I don't understand. With the record, no. I'm not a violent guy, unlike some people, man. Clearly, you need to control yourself.
Liverpool finally win at home.
I don't know what you're saying.
How do you feel like winning at home for the first time in 2021? 2 years, like how many months? 4 months?
My guy, we're in the second quarter of the year.
Wow. Liverpool Football Club champions.
9 losses. How many of them at home, please? How many?
6.
Bio,
7.
Bio came over to, you know, meet me last night.
Bio's his brother.
Yeah. I thought we had lost 5 games because I don't usually look down. I look up. A rude awakening met me. We do mistake. We fear enter double digits this season. in the wrong side. Hey, ah, no, this one's definitely, unless we do something really special with it, man. I'm talking about the Champions League. It's going to be one to forget. Ah, no, terrible, man.
That's the season as a whole.
Yeah.
This one now, is it kickstarting something new? Is this it now? Is this the run that everybody has been talking about that Liverpool finished
the top? We definitely need it because West Ham have already kind of gone on their run and are still on their run right now, I think. We're waiting for that dip that's going to let us know that, okay, fine, they're Champions League pretenders or whatever. But so far, Leicester and West Ham are really staking a serious claim to that, what's it called? To the last two spots. Because, man, it was a very good game, you know. Leicester really surprised me, especially with, like, Kelechi scoring two goals. Because you feel like, normally, when Leicester down like that... You know, God, allow me just cover myself. Yeah. But that's fine. I'm very annoyed that they cancelled our goal. Let me just talk about that first of all. Bobby's goal. Okay. I think we've gotten a few decisions given against us. VAR hasn't been even the season we won the league, man. But you're not going to free it. But that's fine.
Keep going.
I mean, Firmino's armpit for what? That's your business. Until they start drawing those lines, well, I don't know what somebody's armpit has to do with the goal that he has scored.
I think they have to take out lines.
I think we need.
They have to take out lines and use naked eye. I'm not sure, like, because it's stressful. You score a goal, you have celebrated, you have done all those things, and then 1 inch.
Or you feel like the VAR should just be using eye to look
just
at
just
it.
Just use your eye to look at it. Because if is Jota gaining an advantage, then think about it. Yes, he's not now. He's beat the player. Be the player for pace, man. It's not about him getting an advantage or anything. You understand? Like, don't use your naked eye and look at it. If he's like part of his body is like offside.
Yeah.
You see him? Yes, he's getting an advantage on the player.
Then fine.
You can call it.
I like Arsene Wenger's suggestion about the offside rule, but then it's not complete yet. He needs to properly sculpt it well. It's a good suggestion, but it doesn't really solve. It solves a problem, but ends up creating another problem. So we're going to need.
I think, isn't that every new decision in football? We said, okay, we need video technology now. The refs are messing it up. You understand? They're acting archaic.
But you know, I will say this though: with every advancement that we get in football, we're starting to reduce more problems than we are creating. And that's my opinion. And I think change is the only constant in life. And we can only strive to be better and better. And that also applies to the officiating in the world's game. This is the world's game. So we want the best from the best league, the best competitions. But I still look back at the 2014 World Cup, you know. That was very beautiful officiating. I think that was a very, very calm tournament in officiating. I think me personally...
And the Women's World Cup.
Yes. I feel like... And I know they won't admit it because of, you know, English exceptionalism. But the level of officiating and the way they've used VAR has been very poor so far the past two seasons, the way they've used it.
Yeah.
And they are the ones even reviewing their own, and what's it called, work at the end of the season. And they'll say they've done so well. But like that I think...
You think FIFA should just come up with the rules for football, you understand, and say, okay, this is what I want you people to do.
It's quite expensive. I think it's quite expensive and it causes a lot of wahala. That's why they leave it to the individual leagues to interpret across the world. You know, FIFA is one of the biggest organizations. Bigger than the UN, in terms of member size. But English people need to do better, man. The other leagues, we watch a few other leagues on on the cable, Abi satellite provider, and we see how they use the VAR, man. It's not like the Premier League.
Okay, back to Liverpool and football. Now, is this for you guys, man? Is this kickstart that remember actually that being deviated? So are you going to answer my question now?
My problem with saying, oh man, this is a kickstart or it's not a kickstart, is that I've been proven wrong so many times on my team this season.
Yeah.
So they've turned me to a liar.
I saw you after the result. You were not like joyous. You were just
relieved. I was really.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, I didn't watch the Arsenal game, the Aston Villa game. I caught that. Like, I just was coming in and out. And when I saw the scoreline, I was feeling very, you know, sad. We need to have a very, very convincing performance where we're winning two goals up and we're controlling a game. But I don't think we've had that even throughout the run we've had recently in the league. We've not really had a game where we've, you know, impressed upon the opposition.
That's and, Arsenal were just rubbish. I think you guys have accepted that Arsenal were very rubbish on the day. Yeah, keep going.
Why are you looking at me?
You're stuck. Why are you stuck?
It's very bad though. People that are listening to this podcast now think that I don't know my work. It's just that my team is losing. Yeah. My team is not playing well.
So, I think question for you: what results will like get you guys back there? A passage into semifinals of Champions League.
I'm on 2-0 on the dot.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you guys are, you can say like, this is it now. This is it. This is what we should focus on, winning the Champions League. And then all the fans will be happy again.
Well, if we're able to win at home 2-0, beat Madrid, and the way we play that game especially, because you know sometimes part of watching football is a spectacle. You know, you want to have a good game, you want to have a very very interesting game, you want to have a stylish game where you're being very forceful but yet you know stylish at the same time. If we can get one of those games on Wednesday, I think,
yeah.
Then I think, you know, that might actually be what kickstart. That might even be the kickstart for the rest of the season. You need one of those, man.
Do you need to play well or is it not about the result?
Result first, but I wouldn't mind a nice performance as well.
Okay.
It's been a while since I had one of those, man.
Yeah. Leeds. Yeah, so Leeds United, how good were they on the day? Down to 10, we're still able to get a result, a very good result against Manchester City.
Well, credit to the team, especially big credit to Stuart Dallas and his finishing. Wow.
Yeah.
He really had to be on that God flow, man, for him to get, you know, 2 shots, 2 goals.
Mm.
That's what you want from your striker, man.
Yeah.
10 over 10.
And he's not a striker.
He wild out for Bessin with a Bayern now, which position he'll come play. Because we don't really have any place for all-rounders in football. You need to kind of have a specific position or positions where you work best.
I think it's a perfect team.
For him.
Everybody plays different positions.
Different positions, yeah. Funny enough, I would love to see this Leeds team stay together for at least, you know, one more season.
Mm.
And maybe add one or two players. Because what happens a lot with smaller teams and why you always see maybe teams go through highs and lows so quickly, the smaller teams, is that their best players get picked up so often that they find it hard to get rhythm. Meanwhile, big teams have more resources to be able to keep a better crop of players together for a longer period of time.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Bielsa is a good manager and you feel like, if he stays, in fact, Bielsa even also.
Yeah, what's, this what, is another one. Is what, he going to sign a new
what, contract? What's, because I think he's still only 1 year. They haven't agreed a renewal, you know.
Yeah, he said to the end of the season.
Which is fair. I mean, they want them to concentrate on the ball and, you know, make sure that everything is settled first, because they're still in and around the area, even though you could say that they'll stay up, but still they're not mathematically assured, and you know this is football, anything can happen.
Yeah.
City, man.
Rotation finally got them in the bad way.
It's bound to happen once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rather it happened at this point in the season when, you know, the league,
points,
the
league is almost done.
It's another,
how many, what, 4 more wins?
It's another lesson for Pep, and I think also the
lesson. How he had to rest players.
No, of course, it's a lesson for Pep. Maybe he could have made some subs earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe some players could have done better, because you felt like when the subs were made, they were more energetic and the passing was more incisive.
And they got their goal.
Yeah, they should really look at. I think some of the squad players might want to just, I don't know, in a team that's being rotated a lot, some squad players tend to lose that ginger, you know. So when they do start a game, sometimes they feel a little bit. I guess that's the conundrum for football managers. Do I rotate? Do I have a set in 15? Because it's always hard for a team sport like football, you know, you have so many players. To be able to get that maximum motivation from every single player on the pitch and on the bench, it's tough. I think City, it's one of them blips, man. I think if I was a City fan, I'll just put that down to the game being the game, man. It's the game.
That's normal, man. This guy looked very happy after the game. Marcelo Bielsa, I think he was happy to get one of
our Pep. Yes, of course. He's a very, very lovely man. I like him, you know.
I think it was the first time I saw him smile during the press. post-match press conference.
Yeah, you would have enjoyed the tactical side of things, you know.
It's all good. Good game. United continue their sweet away form.
How many comebacks now this season? Too many to count. We just love to concede first.
25 points. I think we won about 25 points from losing position this season.
And you can't say that all the teams they are playing don't know how to finish up games. It's just United just never sit down.
Yeah. I think they're bringing back their Fergie spirit.
Yes. And you, even though you say that, because when you're playing the bigger teams, you know you can't try all that nonsense because they don't play like that. They'll come back and hit you again. When you're playing the bigger teams,
Tottenham will be big team.
These guys are always puffing around that big. Don't upset me, please.
Yeah. So when you're playing the big teams, minus Tottenham.
I don't know. I just feel like even though so far this season is looking sustainable, you go behind, you still come back.
Yeah.
For you to really have like a proper winning team, man, you want to go out there and force the issue, not having the other team force the issue for you. So they need to start winning games from the get-go because at some point when people learn how to defend against you and you will get caught out. I got caught out.
It will come at the point now.
Yes, it will.
Because this only gives them confidence. At the end of the half, you could see some of the players are already getting mad. They're getting angry because decisions were not going their way. Obviously, Ole has to find, luckily for them, it was close to halftime. So maybe Ole has to find a way to settle their nerves, settle them generally. If Ole can find that, then maybe they can now start just winning games. It's because they start too slow. Even on Thursday, last Thursday, Grana missed too many chances. Man, you were just better team because they took their chances, basically. So,
if you're a team that starts really slow, you find yourself only 3 goals down before the 30th minute. And sometimes, it might not be enough. It won't always be enough.
I can't remember Tottenham in 2001. They were winning 3-0 in halftime and they came back to beat them 5-3. Now Tottenham, man.
Embarrassing. I'm all Harry Kane, find your way out, though.
So, United, second, that's what it's done. Nobody's fighting them for that place.
I think top 2 is settled in this league, it's done. That's why I'm even more nervous. Sorry to bring you back.
Yeah, do your thing, man.
This is not a Liverpool podcast. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm nervous because it seems that West Ham and Leicester are someone's trying to lock down that third spot. That's the problem.
Yeah. So, in terms of United, we've seen how good they can be this season.
Mm-hmm.
Next season, obviously the league. But what do you want to see? Is it this? I want you to start winning. Obviously, you're a Liverpool fan, but so I want you to use your punditry head now. What do you want to see now? Do you want to see, start winning games from the beginning, dominate the game for the old Manchester United? Then what you're expecting from Ole and his boys?
I think they should just mix it up, man. I think as a manager, fine, you're winning games, but I'm sure he will be concerned that they keep conceding that goal. And he'll want to keep clean sheets, especially. Clean sheets, that's good for the defense, good for the keeper, builds confidence. They want clean sheets as well, so I'm sure he's thinking about it. I'm sure he's probably thinking of how to solve it. Well, I'm not sure, Sha. That guy's vibes, but moving on.
Quality married, I see the away record. Don't mess with Ole in the top, man. Quickly, let's talk about the relegated teams.
Now you relegate them.
See, I've been saying this from the beginning. Fulham, my God.
Relax now, start from 28th.
Sheffield. They are gone now.
They are gone.
14 points.
Today they just capitulated.
They're not good anymore. I think without Chris Wilder, I don't think they have an identity.
I think we've seen that now the last 2-3 seasons, the teams that have come last. They need to start preparing for life in the Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Norwich are coming back up most likely this season. So, good luck to Sheffield, man. Maybe they can do the same.
With the Norwich.
Yeah.
But they didn't stick to the manager.
Well, Norwich didn't stick to their manager at all.
Don't know, fuck, they're still there. If you have me to... West Brom.
What am I thinking
West
of?
West Brom.
They're going to stay up.
There's a chance, are you? There's a big chance.
I'm not as big Sam as I do. That's my boy. Sorry, sorry. That's my guy. Not my boy. Yo. Please respect. Sorry, sir. Now my he's my mentor. Please, all respect, all protocol duly observed. No, but Big Sam, man.
It's over 10 points now. Can you still? Can they still do? I know they got like a sweet win against Chelsea last week. But yeah, if they beat Southampton, obviously yeah, you can say yeah, they're still in it because they will be, I think, 4 points behind Fulham.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So outside chance, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be looking at Fulham. You know, Fulham have really near, but haven't been able to get across the line in terms of, you know, just being out some breathing space.
I think since the Liverpool win,
yeah,
nothing again. They thought that they were there.
Well, you know, I think there might be some last minute shenanigans in the league when it comes to relegation. And we should all just...
Newcastle 6 points clear today after beating Burnley. Alain-Saint-Maximin.
I don't know. It's Newcastle, man. Those guys, they know how to just make Alan Shearer happy.
But Fulham are not doing the job. You're not getting it. Newcastle, they don't.
I wouldn't put it past Newcastle to go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak.
My point is,
do you know
Fulham
that?
Will do the same. Fulham never take advantage. That's my main point. Because Newcastle have been shitting in the church, but Fulham will just go beside them and do the same thing. Yeah, you get. They're not serious. I mean, see the game against Aston Villa. They took the lead and Charles Gay came on. Boom, they lost the game.
Skibidi pop.
The game against this thing as well.
Electricity.
Moves. Really far away. You could say that. The game against Moves. Last minute. Traore, man. Don't allow Traore to score you now. Come on. You don't deserve to be in the Premier League if Traore is scoring you now. After 48 appearances, he scores his first goal. Come on. No. No. Fulham are gone. For me. I don't know if you're giving him hope of you. Huh? Boys.
I don't know. I like a nice underdog story, man. I like, you know, Cinderella was one of my favorite movies back in the day.
Yeah.
Top movie, you know, quality.
I'm ready for a break, though.
Bippity bobbity boo.
Yeah, let's wrap up the show with the Serie A. Inter 11 points clear.
I saw a
tweet Conte is destroying the dominoes that he started. Remember, like,
yeah, it's only fair, man. It's too much.
We're going for their 10th title. Now, Juventus
10.
Now, like, Antonio Conte,
this is the year that chains are being broken. Over in Scotland, over in Italy.
And they're wearing blue.
Break every chain.
Ha!
Some people are just childish in some of these leagues.
Do you know for this?
What?
These like dominant clubs, yeah, they are angry. And I don't know why they are angry. You won nine.
You just have to show that you're upset.
That's pure wickedness.
Low key behind the scenes, they'll just be like, you know what? We knew this was going to happen. We need to rebuild and we need to just get back to basics. So I'm sure that Juve will just be looking at them like, so we're going to buy this guy, okay, from all of our nearest rivals, weaken them and win number 10 next year. Okay. Not his sport. So it's going to be 10 in a row.
Do you think Inter will just be looking? Inter will be trying to...
My problem with Inter is that the prize money they're even getting from the... No, because... It's the money, man. Yeah. Their owners really had to shut down their Chinese Super League club. We keep saying it, but it's true now. Yeah. It's not... I don't know, maybe if they're able to get another angel investor, you know, to come and join the project with a much in their cash...
I mean, you have won the league now. You trust your manager. You want to leave the club.
But do you think... Wait,
a footballer now.
Relax now. Do you think the club has still now? Because you know they had.
Will be sustainable. Man.
You think they don't have to make investments to try and compete in Champions League next season?
Yeah, they will be sustainable.
Can they make those investments?
The money coming from what would I call it now? The money coming from
the Champions League qualification.
Champions League qualification, winning the Serie A. I don't know. They could do one or two of those. These their loans.
Just one or two loan deals.
They will look for. Yeah, they can like curve the market. I mean,
because Inter are funny, man. They'll win the league, and you hear that one funny player that will be on the market for a very, very, it's a high fee, but it's a reasonable fee, and yeah. they will definitely sell.
Yeah. Oh, that's their player, right?
Yes. I mean,
and my point is,
I'm sure everyone's probably thinking that, man, Hakimi is not available, but until you just see someone puts out the money that they need, and their eye will shine.
The reason why they've been selling back in the day was because they were not winning this title. They were just finishing in top four. At the point, they stopped finishing in top four. You understand? Now, they are going to win the title. First of all, none of these players would like to leave. Obviously, there might be financial reasons why they might want to leave. But I'm just saying, generally, they will want to be there. That's these players that are winning this title. Huh? After winning this title now, there will still be money. You can't tell me there will not be money to invest. Now, let me tell you where the trick is. The trick is with Bebe Morata, former football. What's this word now? What's that word? Football. What? That is where they run teams for club.
Oh, the general manager.
Let me say general manager. He was former general manager at Juventus.
Or director of football?
The director of football. I think that's what I'm looking for. He was director of football at Juventus. I remember Juventus were very good at getting free transfers then.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was the man that was doing all these deals, man. I mean, he got Tevez for 10 million. Understand? Got Pelu from AC Milan. Gave Pelu like 3-4 good years. You understand? So, like, he will go now. He will look in the market like, who can I bring into this team that can improve this team or sustain this team?
Yeah.
So, I think that Inter will still be a force. The only problem Inter have right now,
No, because sometimes Inter's biggest problem is Inter.
Okay.
They're a very chaotic club. You could say that they're not very well run.
Yeah.
And you feel like if something were to happen next beginning of season with the Champions League group stage, now they would just sack Conte or something silly. You know, something silly. Because Inter frustrates pundits, especially because they tend to go left field when they're going to go right and vice versa. So I'll just honestly wait to see what's going to happen. Let's see.
Now I'm telling you that there's more of a settled Inter Milan
than in previous years.
Yeah, look at last season. There was talk about Conte leaving. Conte will leave at the end of the season. They just called him. They said, come on, let's talk. What do you want? He said, I want better players. I want players that can. They gave him Hakimi. You understand? All of us, we snooze. 40 million. We snooze. We know, look out. Better fullback. We will give you better Trent crosses. Maybe because you get Trent. Now, why? I don't go there. Wait, who is there again? Lukaku. He's been killing it. Another key player that we were able to keep was Lautaro, because Barcelona were all over him. Messi even wanted him. But I mean, they had to keep Messi. They couldn't look at Lautaro's
price. Yeah.
Lautaro's price is outrageous. Yeah, so, I mean, and then the old, they were able to like speak to Skriniar, because Skriniar was thinking about leaving. Thank God that he didn't go and join the same area, because that would have been another problem in this league. Imagine Skriniar and other players are Jesus.
That's bad, though.
They're more settled than before. I get where you're coming from. But like, compared, these two seasons compared to the previous four, it's more settled. It's a more settled Inter. Hopefully, let's see how it goes from there.
Let's talk about the rest of them.
Yeah, Milan, they go back to winning ways. Ibra got a red card.
Hmm.
I don't know. How many times we talk about him?
He's too old for all this rubbish show. He's too old, man. Too old. You would think that he would. He's literally the same man in an older body. Nothing has changed in him. Grownish. Sorry, that was very unnecessary, guys. I should have said that. That's a very lovely show. The lead actress is just poor. Yeah. She can't act, bro. She can't act. I'm sorry, this is not a Hollywood podcast, but I'm a pretty privileged, man. Bad, oh God. Anyway.
Yeah. It's Milan. That's another team that I feel like they're settled. Yeah, Ibra got the red card, whatever, but
it's good, yeah. I don't think that's a long term deal for them. Ibra, when does this deal end?
He's about to sign a new deal.
Why do they persist with this foolishness?
He's scoring now. What? I don't understand. He's their top goal scorer. He's giving them the goods now. Like, he's uniting teammates. They're happy that he's there. Like, Big Daddy, you get. And obviously one or two
skirmishes here and there.
Yeah, go happen because that's his character.
I just want to know, was that a straight red or two yellows?
I can't remember. I think it was second yellow.
I'll free it. I'll allow it for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do make mistakes. And he's a tall guy. Yeah. Whenever they swing their elbows, it always goes to someone's face.
Yeah.
Sorry to all the shorties out there.
You help yourself, buddy.
Even though... Okay, no.
Put yourself on pedestal. Tall guy.
It's not my fault all of you are short, man. What can I do? It's just height. Everybody, free it.
Go use that collect money for back, bro.
I wish. There's no tall boy allowance, you know?
Yeah, so Juventus.
Don't be now.
Third, I'll be like, that's where.
That's fine for them.
They're going to stick with Pelé?
Probably will. They don't have any other options in the market.
Zidane was linked to them recently.
Zidane will not try it.
Zidane loves Italian football and he loves like what he did for the club and all. Couldn't that be like a new challenge for him?
Well, all these guys,
I
mean,
man. Nothing is convincing him. Like, how can they convince him?
The wages as well. And I mean, if they sack Pelé now, he'll be paying the settlement. And so much, man. So much.
I don't think they'll sack him. I think they'll give him one more season still.
I think he runs half a season, funny enough. Because I feel like because of how this season has gone, not according to plan, it would be wise of them to at least have talks with his replacement ongoing, at least possible replacement ongoing, just in case.
But why are they giving him half a season? I mean, they give Sarri half a season.
Sarri is not a UVA legend, man. I think football is also very romantic as well as it is, what's it called?
Political,
pragmatic. You know, players, managers, coaches always have their favorites, you know. And sometimes you want to stand and back someone that has been a good servant to you in previous times. And that's what they might decide to do with Pirlo.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. I mean, he hasn't done bad. His first ever coaching job in the top three. He has been the best in Milan, but let's see how it goes for them.
He does have Ronaldo, so obviously there will be question marks. But
I think that's where things need to change.
He has
the Kulusevskis. He needs to focus on them now because they are the future of the team.
Yes.
Yet.
And even then, I feel like they will even get Ronaldo playing better when he feels like a lot is not on his back. And right now, I feel like he's shouldering a lot of responsibility. And that can really get into your head, especially when you're not. He's not the same player he used to be. Fine, we know he's one of the best ever, but there'll be some. How do I say this now? When you're nearing your best before date, you know, you see that you're not moving the same way, not scoring some certain things the same way. We're seeing it with, you know, our two shining sons, Messi and Ronaldo. Fine, you see them, they're still putting in the work, but it's not like it used to be when they were really hitting it, man.
Yeah.
And that's to be expected because the whole life, you know, the career like a gradient, you know, go up, come down, go up, come down. And they're a lot older now. So they'll be able to do as much as they used to do. So that's what that the TSRs, all them guys, man, they need to really make sure that we're looking at life after Ronaldo or life after Messi or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Ronaldo is probably going to still be there till the next World Cup, but it's not that far anymore.
No,
we keep saying next World Cup, but it's we have a Euros this year. We have the World Cup next year.
Yeah.
What's going to happen after then? These players have big, big decisions to make. And the clubs need to be ready for whatever those decisions might be.
Okay. See how it goes. Let's talk about Simi Wanko.
Simi Simpson!
Shining lights. Highest scoring Nigerian in the Serie A. I think he beat Obafemi Martins' record. Beat it like
highest scoring Nigerian in top 5 leagues.
Top 5 leagues? Oh,
how many does Kelechi have?
I don't know. I think Paul. Okay, top 5 leagues. Belgium are not part of the top 5 leagues. Paul Nacho, I think he's got a goal too this weekend. Simi has 16 goals, I think 3 assists.
Is he getting called up though?
I don't know about calling up, but I just want to talk about him generally. Like, I think next thing is because his contract is finishing. He has 1 year left.
You think he'll get a move?
I think he should get a move to at least the top 6 club.
You know, I like him though, just I feel like maybe I feel I have to go back to the Nigerian aspect of things because already have Paul Onoachu, we have a big man already in our team, so I think Paul is the preferred big man for the Super Eagles.
I mean, this man is big too now. Our main number nine, what's his name? At Napoli.
Vic. Yeah. Vic. Funny enough, Vic and Simi have very similar, even though Vic is a lot faster and more mobile than Simi, but you know, they are deceptively good with their feet. You know, they can, some nice techers, you know, good control in tight spaces. Are you normally when yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the prototype right there, man. One call canoe. And you see them doing these things in tight spaces. You expect me, they just score a lot of headers and they hurry and hustle. They do that also, but they also have some other things in their locker. Yeah. And cool. Yeah. Maybe you could say now, and maybe that's why a lot of people are frustrated with what's his face, Gernot. Death of striking forward options, you know, and will still look a little bit blunt in attack.
Could that could be down to we not having creative players.
Yeah.
And that should be Eze, but I think Eze wants to play for England.
Because you feel like on the continent, man, you have other better attacking teams, you know, and you wouldn't put Nigeria up there with best of the best attacking teams.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Simi could be that option for us, you know. He seems
Simi
to be.
Simi has played for fun. I think even Simi went for the World Cup. So.
He did go for the World Cup, yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, obviously he's a better player than Den.
Definitely. So
let's see how it goes for him. But I think moving to actually the top six club, maybe Roma. I mean, Roma should be looking at him.
Yeah.
Maybe Atalanta can look at him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, like. I'm thinking because, I mean, all these goals, man, imagine if he's giving it to Roma, it's giving it to, even, this is a long shot, Juventus is a long shot. He's got more than Morata now. It's a long shot though. Yes, I'm passing the limit here. But
if he was white and Italian, maybe, but you know how it goes now.
You're gonna go
there. Please, I beg. I don't, money in the jar, man. That's their business, man. I don't give a fuck. You know how it goes. You know how did it go, I beg?
Yeah, it's all good, man. Hopefully, Simi has a smashing season and maybe he can help Crotone to stay in this year. They concede too many goals.
Too many goals.
I don't know how they lost despite that game, but let's see.
But they did. Hasta la vie.
Yeah, good to see you again. Back in the studio.
Nice to see you, bro. It's been a while.
I think our teams have to keep on winning. So that
no worry. Fans, make a promise, man. We'll close out the season with a bang.
And Lohi will be back. Lohi is enjoying now, so we're giving her time.
Yeah, I'm going to shade her small, man. She's on some.
Sebastian's assistant.
Yeah. So... Lohi in the mud.
Leno can't finish it. So all her agenda don't finish.
No, she'll say it's just Sheffield United, but all assists now, assists. All clean sheet now, clean sheet.
It's all good, yeah. Thanks for coming, man. And I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Ciao, ciao. All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.